Chapter 8. A Battle of Wits. Dupin looked up at the ceiling thoughtfully. He'd stopped speaking for a while. We sat in silence, smoking our pipes. Finally, he continued his story. After some time, I noticed the top of his mantelpiece. There was a small clock, a family picture, some visiting cards, and a sealed letter. The letter was both dirty and crumpled. It was almost torn in two. It looked as if someone had decided to tear it up, but had changed his mind. Minister Drouin's large black seal was on it, and the letter was addressed to him. It had been dropped carelessly on the mantelpiece. As soon as I saw this letter, I knew that it was the one I was looking for. Of course, it looked very different from the one the prefect had described. Here, the seal was large and black with the Drouin symbol. The prefect had said that the seal should be small and red with the sailor symbol. This letter was addressed to the minister, and the address was written in small, light writing. The prefect had said that it would be addressed to someone in the royal family, and that the writing should be bold and large. But all of these differences made me suspicious. It seemed like this letter was too perfectly different from the one the prefect had described. Also, it was strange that a man as neat and careful as Drouin would have such a dirty and torn letter. It looked like someone had tried too hard to make the letter seem worthless. I stayed for as long as possible talking to the minister. I examined the letter carefully the whole time. I memorized what the letter looked like. While I was examining the letter, I discovered something interesting. The edges of the paper were worn down, but they looked strange. The paper was new, but someone had rubbed and torn the edges to make it look old. It was clear to me now that this was the missing letter. I told the minister that I had to leave, and I stood up immediately. I left my gold watch on the table so I would have an excuse to come back to Drouin's house. The next morning, I went back to the minister's house to get my gold watch. We started talking about the same topic as the one of the day before. Suddenly, we heard a loud bang outside. It sounded like someone had fired a gun right beside his house. People on the street were screaming and running around in panic. Drouin ran to the window and opened it so he could look out. I walked calmly to the mantelpiece, took the letter, and put it in my pocket. I replaced it with a fake letter I had made the night before, and then I joined Drouin at the window. The sounds on the street had been caused by a man with a gun, but the gun didn't have a bullet in it, so no one was hurt. The man, looking drunk, walked off. When he had gone, Drouin and I moved away from the window. Soon after this, I took my watch and left. I had paid the man outside to fire the gun, but Drouin had not suspected anything. "But why did you replace the letter with a fake?" I asked. "Why not just take the letter on your first visit?" "Drouin," replied Dupin, "is a bold and desperate man. If I had acted so wildly, I probably would have been killed. But there was also another reason. You know who I support in politics. I do not like Drouin, but I do like the lady who had her letter stolen. For 18 months, the minister has had her in his power. Now she has him in hers. He doesn't know that he doesn't have the letter anymore, so he will continue to act as before. He will take dangerous risks, but now he will not have her support. His career will be destroyed. He will fall fast, and it will be very awkward for him. In politics, like in climbing, it is much more pleasant to go up than to come down. I have no sympathy for Drouin. He is a genius, but also a monster. I will be very pleased when Her Majesty defies him. I would love to see the expression on his face when he goes to the mantelpiece to get the letter and reads it. Why? Did you write something inside? Well, it didn't seem right to leave it blank. Drouin once did a cruel deed to me in Vienna, which I have never forgotten. So I wrote, "Nice try. I win."